With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says the U.S.-Israeli war in Iran represented the last best chance of addressing the threat posed by the Islamic Republic's ballistic missiles and nuclear program. President Trump says his administration warned Iran not to continue their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
Following our obliteration of Iran's nuclear program in Operation Midnight Hammer a short while ago, we warned Iran not to make any attempt to rebuild at a different location because they were unable to use the ones that we so powerfully blew up, but they ignored those warnings and refused to cease their pursuit of nuclear weapons.
The president said the Iranian leadership already had missiles capable of hitting Europe and our bases both local and overseas. Gulf carriers resumed some flights even as U.S.-Israel strikes and Iran retaliation fuel travel chaos.
Airspace closures strand tens of thousands of travelers. Dubai officials are telling passengers to go to the airport only if contacted because more than 80% of the flights remain canceled. Christy Elmer from New Hampshire was stuck there Sunday with her husband.
I feel fairly safe. The hotel's doing a really good job taking care of us. We're getting a lot of information both from my company but also the embassy.
Meanwhile, foreign governments are urging their citizens to shelter in place while officials explore evacuation options. I'm Julie Walker.
Former President Bill Clinton sought to distance himself from convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein in last week's closed-door depositions with lawmakers. That's according to videos that were released Monday by a House committee. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 73 points, the Nasdaq rose 80, the S&P advanced 2. This is SRN News. John Cleese won't be going to British Columbia.
The iconic co-founder of Monty Python says he won't be making any stops in that Canadian province when he brings a stage show to the country this year. Cleese says a recent $750,000 judgment against a school official who publicly rejected transgenderism has put him off. The British comedian, who is a free speech advocate and an atheist, says, quote, "What a pity. Now I won't be able to risk doing any shows in British Columbia." Michael Harrington reporting.
A New York man's been convicted of anti-Semitic hate crimes. A state court judge has found Skiboki Stora guilty of assaulting, stalking, and harassing strangers in what prosecutors describe as a series of anti-Semitic as well as anti-white and anti-female incidents between 2023 and 2024. Prosecutors showed a video of Stora harassing a Jewish couple. This is SRN News. The war with Iran is driving world oil prices higher. It's an increase that could impact what we pay at the gas pump.
Roughly 20% of the world's oil passes through the Strait of Hormuz. So it's no surprise that prices spiked in early trading this morning before easing slightly. For now, there's no formal blockade preventing tankers from passing through the critical choke point just south of Iran. But the country's leadership has repeatedly warned vessels not to pass through, and shipping companies would rather not take the risk. The UK Maritime Trade Operations Centre says at least three cargo ships have been attacked near the strait in the past 24 hours. Iranian state media said they were struck by missiles.
The BBC's Nick Marsh. Oil closed up $4.60 today on the New York Mercantile Exchange. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.